unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and you water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn. When you so have provided it, you water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Great and gracious Father, in you we place our trust, especially in these troubling times. We keep our eyes looking up, because it is from you that our help comes. We do not hope in government policies to save us, yet we will lift them up to you. We align ourselves with your will for our land and ask that whatever you desire will come to pass. We ask for good and godly leadership, men and women who put you first. We ask that all others would be put to shame. We pray that our people would be kingdom-minded as they go to the polls. May Christians everywhere in our land follow you and no one else. Great God and Father, in you do we hope. We thank you for the wonderful time of fellowship that we had yesterday. Thank you for all our brothers and sisters that make kingdom life down here a pleasure. Strengthen and keep them all as they trust your steadfast love. Encourage them, especially in these times of uncertainty. Thank you for your faithful protection so far during these times. We want to specifically remember those amongst us who are suffering under trial. We lift up to you Alan and Norma and her father. Be always near to them with your peace and your strength as they provide care for her dad. Watch over the McGoverns as they get ready for their Florida travels. Be with Lee Curtis as he recovers from foot surgery. Remember Dennis as he ministers to his brother. Give him wisdom and patience and safe travels. Remember Erin Hatter, Karen's sister, who is suffering with back pain. Lean down and closely watch over all the elderly of our congregation. May your peace and steadfast love always be upon them. Watch over the folks in Louisiana who are again dealing with storms. be merciful to them. Thank you that you are always near to us, listening to our prayers and our supplications. Your eyes are always watching us, and your ears are always open to our calls. Thank you for keeping your promise to never leave or forsake us. Again, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him and on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Now hear us as we rise to pray the prayer that you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
praise God, we have been called to participate in this, the wedding feast for his Son. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's been poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Wonderful salvation.
Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.